Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In Birdman, there is a scene after the closing of the play, of course, in which he's in the hospital and they read the review to him, and he's become famous now in a way that he wanted to be, and it doesn't actually exorcise all of the demons that he has. And we, I won't tell you any more about what happens then. But yeah, I think it's a philosophy that's out there in a lot of people's lives. I think most people just live each moment not caring and not worrying about it. And I think that really gives you a lackluster life. It really means you're simply going to live for yourself in the moment and take everything as it comes to you and not expect to make any difference or to build anything of meaning and significance in the world, which I think living a life before God gives significance to the work that you do. It gives significance to every day that you wake up. It gives significance to every relationship that you have and the way in which you treat it. It goes way beyond you. That is, in fact, and I'll use a word that only Christians use very much anymore, eternal.
How would you address issues of discernment in terms of what Christians should expose themselves to or not?
Well, we have talked about this, I remember, before, because I use a favorite term of mine. I think we need to know our own spiritual flashpoints. And I don't believe all movies are for everybody. I think more people ought to be going to more movies than they do, because I think we need to be regularly culturally aware, even if it's not a happy experience. You can't walk out of Birdman and feel encouraged or happy, but that's okay. There are a lot of people in this world who aren't happy, who buy into the philosophy that it promotes, and we need to be able to understand that philosophy and relate to it. And I think we should be going to movies for reasons other than just our pure entertainment and to make ourselves feel happy, because they are such cultural barometers. They really do tell us what's going on in the world in a way that we as Christians need to have, especially as the world continues to be divided more and more strongly between people of faith and people who don't believe in anything and don't like people of faith. So I think it's an important thing to keep in mind. Again, your first responsibility is to the Lord, and you need to be walking the kind of walk that he wants you to do. But I also think that you can objectify the experience of film going in such a way that much of what is presented on screen doesn't have to affect you as much as it usually does. But people haven't. That's what that seminar you referred to that I do tries to do for people, is give them some of the tools to be able to do that. And that's an important skill I think we should all learn.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.